This Living Traditions moment is brought to you by the Blue Ridge National Heritage Area. The people of the Cherokee Nation were and are a spiritual people with a deep respect for the land. The Cherokee and their ancestors have hunted, fished, and farmed the mountains of North Carolina for more than 10,000 years. By the time the first European settlers arrived in the region, Cherokee culture was a democratic and complex agricultural society. Early Cherokee villages were surrounded by cornfields interplanted with beans and squash. They also cultivated tobacco, sunflowers, and pumpkins. The Cherokee began growing peaches and watermelons acquired through trade with the arrival of Europeans. And by the mid-1700s, they were growing apples from Europe, black-eyed peas from Africa, and sweet potatoes from the Caribbean. The Cherokee influence on European pioneers was profound. Newcomers learned about native crops and adopted local methods of cultivation, such as the slash-and-burn technique used by the Cherokee. And each immigrant group brought their own distinctive agricultural practices. The Scots-Irish immigrants preferred scattered single-family farms. The Germans introduced log-notching techniques for building cabins and barns. And the English brought apple growing and sheep herding. Meanwhile, Waldensian immigrants from northern Italy established vineyards in the foothills community, now known as Valdese. Africans who came to the mountains as slaves introduced melons, okra, peanuts, millet, yams, and dozens of medicinal plants. The blending of these immigrant influences with Cherokee farming practices resulted in an agricultural heritage that is so unique to Western North Carolina. And if you want to experience an 18th century Cherokee village and gardens, visit the Oconolufti Indian Village in Cherokee, North Carolina, May through October. This Living Traditions moment is a production of the Blue Ridge National Heritage Area, preserving and celebrating the culture of our North Carolina mountains and foothills.